John began his career in writing in 2000, and his features, stories and essays were soon widely published in The Age, The Sydney Morning Herald, The Canberra Times, The Australian, Good Weekend, as well as a number of other Australian newspapers and magazines. His human rights work with poor tenant farmers in the Philippines confirmed his fascination with the world of outsiders, of people who feel they don't quite fit into normal society. His first novel, Towards a Distant Sea, set in the Philippines in the 1970s, was published in 2005. Currently, an adaptation of this story, Beyond a Distant Sea, is under consideration by Los Angeles producer as a potential TV miniseries. Ladies and gentlemen, John Bartlett.
Thank you very much, Steve. I might not use that microphone. I'll just put on my big, big voice, if that's okay. I hope you can all hear me. I chose for this evening this picture by Melbourne artist and photographer Polixeni Papapetru, entitled She Saw Two Girls and a Boy, 1966, which she took in 2006 on the 40th anniversary of the disappearance of the Beaumont children in Adelaide, which occurred in 1966, which I'm sure you know something about. For me, I think I was attracted by its very emotional simplicity straight away, and also by the fact that my own family has very strong connections with Glenelg in Adelaide, so I felt an instant connection with this picture. She Saw Two Girls and a Boy, 1966. She saw two girls and a boy while waiting for the tram at Glenelg Beach. She knew they were her own. That's the age they'd be by now. The moment shimmered on pause until she saw the tram turning into Jetty Road and scrambled in her purse for change. To strangers' eyes, they looked not real, just papier-mâché models, expressions fixed, two girls and a boy holding hands. As the tram rattled towards the city, she looked back towards the beach and saw her two girls and a boy staring at the flat grey water of the Gulf. Staring, not playing on the sand, still holding hands together, hovering in that other life, just out of reach. The summer sun roasting the sand, gulls hiding in shady corners at the going home time of day, when mothers' children gather, shake sand off towels, call to their boys and girls, shading eyes against the glittery sun. She'd left Glenelg years ago, but it would never abandon her. She grew up here, she'd married here, her mother and her sister still living in Allison Street, in the house crouching behind the cypress hedge, and morning glory winding around the veranda like a promise, with flowers like little blue trumpets, she thought as a child. This is where she'd always see her missing children, here and everywhere. Two girls and a boy, she would see them, suddenly appearing in a crowd outside David Jones in the mall, or down by the Torrens feeding swans. Not always holding hands, but together at least. Two girls and a boy, present yet absent too. She'd lost them, not all at once, but one by one. One girl at home in the garden, pain knocking her to the ground. She fell into the poppy bed, their stalks snapping like dry bones. A girl and a boy she lost at the hospital in North Terrace. where muscular roots of Moreton Bay figs creep like invading troops from the botanic gardens next door. There, her blood stained the white starched sheets, hot under lights, that tortured with relentless questions, where nurses' voices murmured dove-like and trolleys squeaked on scuffed lino. She was never surprised to see them, but shocked to see them growing without her, looking calmly away from her, not needing her, as if her own memories of them growing inside her had been enough to sustain them forever. And now, as she returns to her river town beyond the hills to her two boys, everywhere she knows, she'll always see her two girls and a boy. And I've dedicated that to my own mother.